Well, you can do all you can, the testing, go in the altitude chamber. You can do all on the wind tunnel test. You can do all the theoretical. But the real proof is to do it with a man to do it. And that's why we're doing it. That's why we do things. That's why we go deeper in the ocean, faster on land, higher. That's human nature. We want to extend our horizons. We want to extend our limits. And the way you do it is to push the envelope. And that's what Felix is doing. He's pushing the envelope on altitude.
Who's going to be using this next generation of pressure chute once it's been tested?
Well, we hope that we'll eventually get back into space business. You know, I think our real challenge is to go to Mars. To me, that would be the most wonderful challenge we could ever have, is to go to Mars. And when we get to that stage, we're going to be needing the best pressure suit we can get. And this pressure suit that Felix is using is an improvement over past pressure suits. So for sure in the future, they will use this data that we're gathering on this jump that Felix is making.
Would you say, is it better than what NASA's got on the market right now?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, it's better than any NASA suit that they have. Much better.
So let me ask you this. Well, how come NASA's not using it then?
Well, NASA's just about gotten out of the space business. Private industry is getting more and more involved in research. Richard Branson, the SpaceX program, sending unmanned rockets up to the space shuttle, to the International Space Vehicle. There's more and more private industry getting involved in research of space. And Red Bull is one of these organizations that's getting involved in the research of space. And really, I think it's a good thing when you think about it. NASA was a tremendous bureaucracy. It cost tremendous amounts of money for them to do anything. And today, private industry can do it a lot cheaper than what NASA did, if nothing else, just the bureaucracy that they developed into. So I think it's wonderful that private industry is getting involved in space research. It's a win-win situation for science and for the nation.
Tell me a little bit about Felix Baumgartner, who's making this jump. He's Austrian. He's known as a skydiver. He holds records already for a lot of jumps. What's he like?
He's a very nice guy. As you pointed out, he's a professional athlete. A couple of years ago, he flew a wing from England to France. He jumped out at over 30,000 feet and glided across the English Channel and opened his parachute. He's also a base jumper. He's made 150 base jumps. So he's a trained professional athlete. And he's very dedicated to this project. He's very mission-oriented, and he's detail-oriented. He makes certain that everything is – he's comfortable with it, and he's very demanding. And we like that because, you know, it's his life that is in jeopardy. So he wants to make certain he's comfortable with how we're doing it.
So you've got a second test jump slated for the end of this month. Of course, you're dependent on the weather. What kind of conditions are you looking for to make sure it's a go?
Well, it takes perfect conditions for the weather. The balloon that we're flying weighs over 2,000 pounds. It's very fragile when it's on the ground. So it takes perfect wind conditions on the ground, calm winds, not too high winds at altitude. So the weatherman is one that dictates exactly if we go or don't go. But it's a very tense decision that has to be made. And once they start putting the helium in the balloon, then we're committed to going at that time. The countdown starts at midnight, and we launch 7 hours later. So that, sir, for 7 hours, there's constant actions and checklists and people moving equipment and inflating the balloon. There's a tremendous circus going on, getting everything prepared for the takeoff, for the jump.